And that is more than my needs and necessities. Extra amount in my possession. Now I became Sahibi Nisab in 2021, in 1st of Rabiul Awal, or 1st of April. Right? So this year, 2022, 1st of Rabiul Awal, I have to calculate from last year, 500, till this year, 30th March, how much extra amount I have in my possession, how much gold and silver I have in my possession. I have to calculate. And whatever amount is, for example, last year I have 500, I became Sahibi Nisab. Just day before, someone gave me a gift, $1,000. So I don't think the $1,000 just came day before, I have to wait till next year to pay zakat of this $1,000. No, it's going to be included in that 500 of last year. And you have to calculate the whole amount, regardless, even you got the extra amount day before your year is ending, lunar year. Because zakat is based on the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar. So, last year, whatever amount made me Sahibi Nisab, and during these 12 months, sometime I spend from that money, sometime I got extra money. What is coming and going out from my account is continuously happening throughout the year, regardless. End of the year, 31st March, now I have to, 30th March, now I have to pay zakat next day, 1st of April. That was my 1 year, or 1st of Rabiul Awal, that was my 1 year completed, 12 months completed. Now I have to calculate everything and then take out 2.5%. From $100 extra, for example, 500, and I have 600 now. So that on $100, I have to pay 2.5%. Zakat. Right? So if you have $100 extra, you pay $2.50. If you have $1,000 extra during the year, you just have to pay $25 out of $1,000. $10,000 extra, you have to pay $225. $20,000, $500. $1,055,000. Who is 1 million here? Millionaire. Will I make it? So this is the Nisab, my brother. So what I said, if I became Sahibi Nisab in Rabiul Awal or in April, I don't have to wait to the Ramadan comes. I have to discharge my zakat on the day I became Sahibi Nisab last year. I don't have to wait till the whole year. And that is the wisdom behind it. A poor person is in the need of the money. He is hungry, for example. He is homeless. You know him, right? He said, no, you wait, stay hungry till Ramadan. When Ramadan comes, I'll give it to you. If a person is, you know, struggling to pay his rent, for example, he said, no, you wait till Ramadan. Let 6 months pass. It's too early. I want to give you zakat in Ramadan. I know you need it, but you have to wait till Ramadan. Isn't it? Does it make sense? No. And as the hadith is true, that the faraz act will be multiplied to 70 times in Ramadan. But if you know someone is in need, even if not Ramadan, is any other month, any other day, and you are helping him at the same time when he needs the most, what do you think? Allah will grant you more than 70 times. Because at the time he is in dire condition, and you are protecting him, saving his life, saving his dignity, helping him, not waiting for Ramadan, sacrificing 70 times. Because of that generosity at that particular time when he needed the most, Allah even give you more than 70 times. Keep that in mind. Allah is merciful. And the system Allah made it like that. Everyone, individual, is going to become Sahibi Nisab in different months, in different days. No one, the whole congregation or whole Muslim Ummah does not become Sahib Nisab only in month of Ramadan. Everyone becomes Sahib Nisab in different days, in different months. So throughout the months, the zakat money will be circulated amongst the community. And throughout the year, people will receive, poor people will receive the zakat money. Now what happens, mostly the people only get money and financial support in the month of Ramadan. Everybody is giving zakat in month of Ramadan. Rest of the 11 months, they all are suffering. No one taking care of them. No, zakat I have to pay, but I have to pay in Ramadan. This is a misconception. So if you pay throughout the year, every individually, whoever is becomes Sahib Nisab, is continuous paying, so poor can receive the money throughout the year. His needs and necessities can be done and fulfilled throughout the year. This is the concept of the zakat. My brothers, we have to calculate the zakat. Now some of the people, they give zakat lump sum. In the month of Ramadan, they write a check to the madrasa, to the masjid, or to the people. They say, I pay my zakat. And they say, even I give more than what I. How do you know you give more? Because you never even calculated in first place. You don't even know how much of zakat became wajib upon you. You're just guessing and giving, writing one lump sum amount and giving it a zakat. How you know your zakat is done? Right? Salat becomes for us, and we have to be careful all the arkan of the salat. Standing position, qiyam, qiraat, ruku, sujood, everything should be done. We can't guess and just do the act of namaz, salat. Likewise, zakat also, we have to calculate every dollar. So if you're writing the lump sum amount and you are thinking I'm giving more than what I for upon me, how do you know you give more? Because you did not even calculate, you don't even know exact amount of your zakat. That's why sit down, calculate, think when I became Sahib Nisab, when I had that extra $500 in my possession, write it down the day and month. And wait till the next year. And exactly on the same month, on the same day, now you calculate how much you have in your account, in your position, in your hand, savings, property, and you must take out the zakat. Now zakat becomes wajib on gold and silver and cash, property, rental. For example, person have one car or two cars and he's giving as a taxi, rental, Uber. So, whatever rent he is calculating end of the week or end of the month, all those 12 months of rental income, zakat will be wajib on that rental income, not on that particular car. Zakat is not wajib on that car. Even if you have 5 cars, but the income is deriving from that vehicle, the zakat becomes wajib on that extra income. For example, a person has one house, he is living on it. There is no zakat. His need. One car is driving, one truck he has, he is utilizing, no zakat on it. But he is giving his truck to rent. Then his zakat becomes wajib on rent. The income he is accumulating. Likewise, he has 2 houses. He is living in one house, no zakat on it. Another house he purchased or built, or apartment, and he is giving for rent. So now whatever income end of the month he is getting, $2,000, $5,000 a rent, calculate all 12 months of rent and then calculate from the rent 2.5%. Person is a business, so whatever inventory, business, you know, things, items he has in the shop, he has to calculate. And the zakat is wajib on that merchandise, end of the 12 months. Not on the shop, not on the tools. A mechanic have the car mechanic shop. Whatever tools he is using, there is no zakat. The tools are very expensive. But there is no zakat on it. He is using it. But the income, he is fixing the cars and he is earning that. On that earning, he has to pay the zakat. Likewise, there are so many masail, I cannot go in detail. But keep this in mind. For example, person has purchased the land to build a house to utilize for himself, no zakat. But he purchased the land or property with that intention, when price will go up, I'm going to sell this house, I'm going to sell this apartment, I'm going to sell this land. With that intention, if he has purchased the property, then at the end of the year, 12 months, still that property, that apartment, that house in his possession, he did not sell it. But his intention is to sell. Even he did not sell. So now he had to calculate the market price of that land at that year and the apartment price, you know, whatever price is the market, and he has to pay the zakat. Our women, sisters and mothers have jewelries. And they all are most of them are housewives. They are not earning. But if the jewelry is 7.5 tola or 52.5 tola, then the zakat becomes wajib upon them. That Asma radiallahu ta'ala related one incident that me and my aunt has the golden, rings. What you call? Bangles. Golden bangles in my hands. And Rasulullah SAW happened to see, that bangles. He asked me, that, oh Asma, did you pay the zakat? He said, no, I did not pay, I'm just using. So do you want that Allah will put on your hands the bangles of fire on the Yawmul Qiyamah? Pay the zakat. Likewise, necklace. If you don't pay necklace, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to put the necklace of the fire, necklace of the ring. So for the sisters, even they are not working, if they have jewelry to make them thrive in Islam, they must sell a little bit. If they say, oh, I don't have money, I just have the jewelry. Why are you keeping jewelry in first place? Sell it little bit and pay the zakat. It is wajib. Or back to your husband, make him happy so he can pay zakat on your behalf. Someone has to pay the zakat. So it's very, very important. And this all wealth we are possessing and keeping in the savings account and in bank account, not paying zakat, is very severe punishment. يَوْمَ يُمْعَ عَلَيْهَا فَتُقْرَى بِهَا جِبَاهُمْ وَجِبَالُهُمْ. That ayat of the Quran, that on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, all this wealth will be burned onto the hellfire, and then it will be burned on the forehead, on the side, and on the backside. And the treasure will say, I am your treasure. You used to amass and accumulate me, today taste how you feel it. So my brothers and sisters, this is the holy month of Ramadan. And if you don't know when you became Sahib in Islam, just give zakat anyway. Allah will accept. And if you fix this Ramadan, whatever day, then for the next Ramadan, same day, you must try to pay out your zakat. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.